This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AstraZeneca says advanced trial data from a U.S. study on its COVID vaccine shows it's 79% effective. The U.S. study comprised 30,000 volunteers, 20,000 of whom were given the vaccine while the rest got dummy shots. The early findings from the U.S. study announced Monday are just one set of information AstraZeneca must submit to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. An FDA advisory committee will publicly debate the evidence behind the shots before the agency decides whether to allow emergency use of the vaccine. While the AstraZeneca vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries worldwide, it has not yet been approved in the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief, said Sunday that the Biden administration wants to see a responsible end to America's longest war, but the level of violence must decrease for fruitful diplomacy to have a chance. With questions swirling about how long U.S. troops will remain in the country, he said that they're in terms of an end date or setting a specific date for withdrawal. That's the domain of my boss, meaning the president. He said his stop in Kabul, the capital, where he met with the military commanders and senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, was intended to let him listen and learn and inform his participation in reviewing the future of the American forces. Iran has made threats against Fort McNair, an army post in the U.S. Capitol, and against the Army's vice chief of staff. The two senior officials said that the communications intercepted by the National Security Agency in January showed Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussing mounting USS Cole-style